Well, good evening, folks. I trust you've had a good and a blessed day today. We have been truly blessed by being here and having fellowship with you folks again this weekend. Something ringing back, Dan. I can hear it coming back to me again. But anyway, we had a great day with the Andersons, and Terry and Peggy were there, and Barb was there, so we had a wonderful time together. Can anybody tell me what I'm going to speak about tonight? One thing. Just one thing. And as I mentioned this morning, when preachers get up to speak, many times they have 3 or 4 point sermons, but today I'm only going to speak about one thing. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I'm going to read it again. Let's not forget this verse. Very important. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. What is the one thing that you want to do or to have happen or accomplish in your lifetime? What is it you're working towards or striving to get done? Most of us have some kind of an object that we're working towards and hoping to accomplish, but what is the one thing that's most important? Everybody has goals in life, and as we know, those goals change as we get older. When we're young, we look forward to completing our education, getting a good job, making money, paying off our student loans, getting married, raising a family, paying off a mortgage. And I say, if possible. In this day and age, it might take a little longer than usual. Later on, we hope to start and enjoy life a little more. Maybe have a little bit of extra cash so that we could buy a cottage and by the lake, get a boat and go fishing, play more golf, enjoy some outdoor winter activities, or maybe even have some vacation time in the south when it's winter time here, where it's warm. As we mature, we are working hard every day to provide for our families and their education. And nowadays, trying to put kids through school, I know our oldest son has 3 of them in college right now, and it gets rather expensive. And we start looking forward towards retirement and taking life easy. And hopefully we've provided along the way so that when retirement days come, we'll have sufficient laid aside that will provide us with a pension fund and we can enjoy life. When we're older, we look forward to the next doctor's appointment and have stories to share about our most recent surgeries. We complain about how small the print is in everything that we read these days, and how softly people speak. You know, if they want to keep it a secret, don't tell me. Well, they can tell me because I can't remember it anyway. So speak up. I have difficulty hearing. If it is supposed to be a secret, then speak up loudly. I like to hear what you're saying too, don't we, Peggy? These stupid hearing aid things are a blessing and a nuisance at times. Right now, at this stage of life, I'm just trying to make it through till next week. Our life's ambitions change, but what about today? What is the one thing that is foremost in our ambitions? We read in Psalm 27, verse 4, the psalmist's desire was that he may dwell in the house of the Lord. That he may dwell in the house of the Lord. And notice that it's not just in the future where God's people will spend a joyful, happy eternity in heaven with our Lord and Savior, but he says, all the days of my life. He wants to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Folks, that's here and now. Is that what is first on our bucket list of things we want to do? Is our one thing that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life? Notice that he says, that will I seek. He wasn't going to be just half-hearted about it, saying, well, if it happens, it happens, and so be it. No, he's going to seek it with emphasis on the effort he would put into the project. You know that anything that's worth doing is worth doing well, and it's going to require time and effort to accomplish it. To dwell in the house of the Lord is where God is. We're not just talking about coming to the chapel here on Sunday mornings and spending a time in the presence of the Lord. It says, all the days of my life. That's every day of the week as well. But every day is going to take commitment and effort. My great-grandmother, she lived alone in her own home until she was 92 years old. And if you happen to come upon her unexpectedly during the day, you might find her talking out loud. And if you would say to her, Grandma, who are you speaking to? Who are you talking to? She'd say, I was just talking with the Lord. Sometimes I talk and he listens. Sometimes he talks and I listen. She was dwelling in the presence of the Lord every day. The psalmist could say, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And the rest of the verse says, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. To behold the beauty of the Lord. If we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord every day, we need to behold his beauty. As we behold our precious Lord Jesus, is the perfection of his radiant beauty foremost on our hearts and minds? The more we focus our minds and our thoughts and our view on our precious Lord, the more we will become like him. I was laying in the chaise lounge out in our deck behind the house recently and gazing into the perfectly deep blue sky with a few white fluffy clouds going along. And I just thought, how marvelous is God's creation. God has created a universe that is beyond our comprehension. But then to think that God is interested in an insignificant human being like me and like you, among the billions of people who live on this minuscule little planet in God's vast universe. And when I've seen on the computer some of the things that come through and the size of the different planets. And when you compare it to the size of this earth, we're just a speck in God's universe. And then to think of all the billions of people and to know that God loves me. He loves you. What is our response to that? Galatians 2:20 says, "The Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." How can you comprehend that? Almighty God, the creator of the universe, who loves me. Not just he did love me, but he loves me every day, all the time, even when I'm not lovable. And some of us are more lovable than others, but God loves us all just the same. And I have written behind that verse in my Bible, "Wow," in capital letters. God is vitally interested in us individually. And it says, to dwell in the house of the Lord. To dwell in the house of the Lord. What does that really mean? Someday we're going to be with him in glory, and what he has prepared for those who love him is beyond our comprehension and imagination. This creation that he has created here, this world, is beautiful. If it hadn't been marred by sin, just think how gorgeous and beautiful this world must have been and was when Adam and Eve first lived upon it. To inquire in his temple. To inquire in his temple. That means that we come into his presence and seek to know him, to get to know him, to speak with him and have him speak to us. To inquire in his temple. To me, it is the psalmist's desire to learn from the Lord, to desire to get to know God in a more intimate way. Should this not be high on our priority list as well? One thing we desire of the Lord is that we may dwell in his temple, inquire in his temple, dwell in his presence, and inquire in his temple. The great apostle Paul, he says in Philippians 3:10, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. That I might know him. How well do we know our Lord? How many years have we been in training? And I'm ashamed to think of how many years that I have been a believer in Christ as my Savior, and how little I know personally of my Lord. But the more we focus our minds and our thoughts and our intent in getting to know him, the more we will become like him. That I may know him. That was the Apostle Paul's one thing, that I may know him. How well do we really know him? There was a man named Joshua. We're going to take a look at this. Let's read part of Joshua's last words to the children of Israel before he died. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua 20:24, verse 14. Joshua says to the children of Israel, "Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Note that he says in verse 15, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. The one thing for us is a matter of personal choice. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. We must choose. We must make that choice. And it goes on to say, this day, choose for yourselves this day. We must choose today and every day, making it a priority until Christ comes and until it becomes a habit in our life. We must choose until it becomes a habit. Just, we're going to do a little test here. Fold your arms. Okay? Which hand is up? Mine is my left hand. David here, his right hand up. Some have right hand, some have left hand. Okay, switch them around. Put that one down and put the other one up. See how it feels. Feels weird, doesn't it? Are we creatures of habit? Yes, we are. Just a small example of us being creatures of habit. And we must choose to serve the Lord until it becomes a habit. Joshua goes on to set the example by saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In verse 15, as for me, here again it has to be a personal choice. As for me and my house, the one thing in Joshua's life was that he and his household would serve the Lord. What is my one thing, my desire? Is it to be like the psalmist when he says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple? Or will it be like the Apostle Paul, his one thing, that I may know him, that I may know him? And Joshua, he had to make a choice, a personal choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Note that it says, as for me, it's personal. Then he goes on to say, and my house, we will serve the Lord. Donna and I were given a hand-carved wooden plaque with this statement on it when, as a wedding gift, and we have it over the fireplace in our home. And we together have sought to live it in our lives all through our marriage. Not always successful at living it, but for the most part it has been our desire for over the past 56 years. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Again, this is something very personal, and Joshua says, as for me, he takes the leadership in his family in service to the Lord. And as head of the family and as leader of the household, he goes on to say, and my house. He's not speaking of the building that they live in, although it's a good thing to dedicate your home to the Lord and to his service. But he's talking about his wife, his family, his children. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Men, it's our responsibility as the leaders in our homes and families to set the standard as to how our family conducts themselves. What is the one thing that comes first for me and my house? Do I, as the man of the house, who has been given the responsibility of the leadership for the family. Do I take that seriously? Do I take it personally? As for me and my house, my family, we will serve the Lord. Note again the determination. We will. There's no wishy-washy that we're going to try, and if it doesn't work, well, we might try over again, or we might just give up. No, we will. It takes positive determination and commitment. We will serve the Lord. The one thing, if it's ever going to take place, must be a personal act of the will. If we men, if we are going to accomplish the will of God in our lives, we must consciously commit ourselves to doing it. The one thing, if it's ever going to take place, must be a personal act of our own will. We will serve the Lord. The one thing, if it is going to happen, how does it happen? Just do it. Simple. We try for a while, and sooner or later we slip back into our old ways again. In our own strength, we can never accomplish that for the Lord. We must seek His help and His guidance every day. Aren't you thankful that we have a loving Heavenly Father who is patient and kind and gentle and forgiving? And when we try and fail, he says, "Come on, David, try again. I'm with you. I am with you." And when Joshua started out in his service for the Lord as the leader of the children of Israel, the Lord assured him, "Joshua, I am with you." And with God's help, we can't fail if we leave it to Him to accomplish it. His desire is that we should be like His Son. And He will always do His part if we will honestly do our part every day. If we try and fail, if we're having a problem with this, God tells us that to turn the problem over to Him. Just tell Him, "Lord, I'm having difficulty with this. I commit it to You. I need Your help." And as each of us seek to serve the Lord in our lives, to seek to be in His presence, to get to know Him, and to commit ourselves and our household to serve the Lord, He is there to lead, to guide, to direct us by His Holy Spirit. Now this evening I'm going to leave you. We're a little early, but that's okay. I started early. Let's all resolve here and now before the Lord. One thing, starting today, I want to seek after. And Lord, that is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And Lord, that I may behold the beauty, Your beauty, the beauty of the Lord. That I may inquire of the Lord in His temple. That I may know Him. And that me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I know from experience, it's not always easy when we have other tasks and responsibilities to look after every day. Sometimes we set aside the things of the Lord that we should be spending more time at seeking to accomplish. And as the psalmist could say, one thing I have desired of the Lord. What is the one thing that's most important for each of us today? Well, we have all kinds of things that we have to do tomorrow. Well, tomorrow may not come. We may be in his presence tomorrow, and that for all eternity. The only time that we have is right now. The only time I have is right now. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, that I might know him. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you for your great love to us, your patience, your goodness, your sustaining grace every day. Thank you for safety and protection and your presence with us. Lord, we are assured in your word that you never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to draw closer to you and not to forsake you. Help us to live lives that are pleasing to you, Father, and guide us by your Holy Spirit in all that we do and say, so that our lives may be glorifying to you. We praise you and thank you for this assembly and for the 50 years that you have blessed and used your people here to further the gospel and to share the ministry of Christ with us in this community. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless and use each one for your honor and glory. Go with us now this evening as we separate. Take us to our homes in safety. And we give thanks in the precious, worthy, and holy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen.